Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, James Myers calling. I talked to somebody else on your 5754 number. $1.95 was put on my debit card. She said she closed my account, and I didn't know I even had an account with you. But there's still $1.95 on there, which she says she can't remove off my debit card.
You were charged $1.95 for
handling or whatever. I have no idea what the charge is for.
Do you have an order number?
I don't have an order number, no. It appeared on my card.
Okay, what's your zip code?
44266.
And you said your first and last name is?
James Myers. It's M-Y-E-R-S.
Okay, it doesn't show me anything under your name. Let's see here.
What
is it that you were ordering online?
I wasn't ordering anything online.
So you weren't ordering anything online, but you received a charge?
For $1.95. My bank called me and said it looked fraudulent to them.
Okay, I don't have anything that we would bill $1.95 for.
It says for processing, and it's on my debit card.
Okay, you'll need to call your financial institute, sir, so that they can assist you with that. I don't have a charge for you.
Okay. Well, she just closed the account, so that's probably why.
Who is she?
All right. At the 844-238-5754 number. She said she closed the account, and I've never had an account with you. The bank said they tried to put $89 on there as well as that $1.95. The $89 didn't go through, but the $1.95 did, and it's going to be deducted out of my debit card account.
I can check for the billing. I mean, I can do first six, last four digits to see the billing.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead when you're ready, sir.
You want the last four of the debit card or which one?
The first six and the last four.
Okay, it's 443044. And you said the last four? You said also the last four?
Yes, sir.
1717. I think she said, oh, we can't deduct that because that's a lottery thing. I said, I didn't put it on there.
Okay, I found J.P. Myers. Can you verify the shipping address?
Well, the card, the billing address is 3251 Plainview Road, Ravenna, Ohio.
Okay, it shows me here that there was a charge for $7.95 shipping and handling for the tablet ST1.
No, never did that.
You didn't accept an offer to have a tablet sent to you and pay $7.95.
Well, we're talking two different things, I think.
That's the only thing that shows up on my end, charged to the card.
Okay, that needs to get backed off.
Did you submit that order, sir?
No, and it's got $1.95 on my debit card. That's why I started calling.
I don't have $1.95 charged to you.
Well, it's on my debit account. It's you. When I called the bank, they give me this number to call. So.
Okay, so I'm going to get you over to the fraud department since you're saying you did not submit that order. Allow me just a moment.
Thank you so much.
All right, so I got the information over. They'll be right with you.
Ma'am?
Just hold on the line. They'll be right with you.
All right. The one that I'm disputing is the $1.95 charge that they put on my card. And that was today.
I can't do anything about that charge because it's not from us.
Well, the bank gave me the number of who deducted it out of my account, which was you folks.
The only thing I can help you with, sir, is that charge that I let you know you have for $7.95. So give me just a moment.
Okay.